The blade slipped free with a final pop of tendon. The pain faded from the unendurable to the merely excruciating, and blood started to flow out of the wound, fast and dark. But Jaina was right. Had the Shakar penetrated a few centimeters to the left, it would have severed his femoral artery. Frankly, Ben could not understand how that had failed to happen. The Sith Lord had struck from an ideal angle. He had been using the Force to guide his Shakar, and he'd taken Ben completely by surprise. By all rights, Ben should have been watching the last of his life's blood spurt out in a long, bright jet. The fact that he wasn't could only mean one thing. The Sith had not wanted to kill Ben either.
"He didn't miss, Jaina," Ben said. "He didn't want to finish me."
Jaina shook her head.
"Don't kid yourself, Ben. Sith don't play nice. You shouldn't either."
She pulled a clean bacta patch from a belt pouch and pressed it over his wound, then took his hand and placed it on top.
"Pressure."
Ben did as she instructed.
"He wasn't being nice," he said. "I think he wanted to take me prisoner. That's why he went for my thigh instead of my heart or my abdomen."
Jaina remained silent as she secured the patch with a self-snugging bandage, then finally nodded.
"Okay, you've got a point," she said. "You're Luke Skywalker's son. You'd make a pretty good hostage."
She slipped an arm under his shoulder and helped him to his feet. They were still looking back toward the gaping hole where the delivery portal had been, and as they watched, the familiar growling of activating control rings sounded down in the freight handling system. A muffled scream came next, followed by a fountain of pinkish ooze that had once been a living being.
"You guys took out the deceleration series," Jaina said.
"Nice thinking." "Gisela's idea,"
Ben admitted.
"I'm not sure she thought about goo geysers, though."
Jaina shrugged.
"It buys us enough time to join your dad and the others," she said. "That's what counts."
But instead of starting forward again, Jaina paused at the edge of the aisle, no doubt looking for any sign of Ben's attacker. Ben extended his own Force awareness into the surrounding area, searching for any hint of danger that would suggest the Sith was lying in wait for them. It certainly seemed possible that Jaina had guessed correctly about wanting to take Ben hostage, but something did not quite feel right about that. The Sith had hurt his own odds of surviving by failing to eliminate an enemy when he had the chance. And back in the waterworks, he had also taken a big risk by dangling Vistara as bait. Together, the two ploys seemed like a deliberate plan, and Ben was starting to feel hunted. Ben and Jaina were still searching for any sign of the missing Sith Lord when Gisela poked her head out of an aisle on the other side of the crater.
"You'd better hurry," she called. "They've got problems at the interface station."